what's expected this year of the Chiefs is if the outside rush with Dee Ford, with Tombo, with and with Justin, the outside rush is going to be key. Mm-hmm. How important is occupying two blockers and clogging up the middle?
We helping each other. I don't know if I'm clogging the middle too much now because they got to double those outside guys. So I'm getting one-on-ones. We kind of open it up for each other. So as long as we keep on fighting and keep rushing and win our one-on-one battles, we'll be all right.
What's more enjoyable for you, to blow past an offensive lineman and get a quarterback pressure, mm-hmm. or a quarterback sack, or to just stone him and stop a runner coming right
Both.
At you?
As long as it's a stop, it's pretty enjoyable on my part.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, I'm working on a story on Alan Bailey. What's it like having him lined up to you on your left?
He's a beast. Smart. He doesn't look his size. Strong, fast. So everything that you pretty much can say positive about him, he has.
What's been the biggest thing you've noticed as far as his growth compared from last year to this year?
He's putting on his own shoulders. I feel like he was always just a physical monster, but he put on his shoulders this year when we came in for OTAs to be better, to help the team, and just to do what he can. So I feel like just him putting that pressure on himself just did it for him.
When you've got Alan Bailey as well as Justin Houston to your immediate left, how much does that free you up to do what you need to do?
A lot. Like I said, we help each other as much as we can. Whatever one-on-ones I get, I try to win. Whatever ones they get, they try to win. So you can't double everybody. So playing beside those guys, man, it's helping me a lot.
Chargers ran the ball a lot against the Raiders with Brandon Oliver. And do you expect a lot more of the same from them, to see a lot of the run, especially up the middle?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of team now. They really don't change their identity, no matter who the backs are. Oliver's been playing real good, I think, so. And the O-line's working good together, so we got to play as a defense to try to slow him down.
Phillip Rivers is not known as a mobile guy in the pocket, but he's actually maybe one of the better quarterbacks at stepping up in the pocket, mm-hmm. really quickly. So he's coming right at you, too. I mean, how big is it going to be on you to kind of disrupt what he does in the pocket?
It's going to be real big, just like it pretty much is every game. Quarterbacks hate push up the middle, hate pressure in their face. So the more I can do, the better.